You're listening to the Grace Podcast. I'm Pastor Justin Spurlock. I'm so glad to have you listening to this service. If you are in need of grace, you have come to the right place. My sermon today is called Hubs of Grace. And it's part of this larger sermon series on loving one another and seeing ourselves as the body of Jesus Christ, that we see ourselves in community with one another as the hands and feet of Jesus, that we see ourselves as God with skin and flesh on in the world and living in the world, that we see ourselves as the nexus of God's activity, of God's kingdom, of God's will being done in the world. Are you willing to dare to see yourself that way? Will you be brave enough to see yourself the way that Scripture sees you? Will you have the courage to see, just as Paul told these Corinthians, that you are the very letter, the very communication of God in the world, to the world, through and with the world? Will you be willing to believe that you are meant to smell like God, to be the aroma of Christ to God and to the world? Are you willing? Will you dare? Will you have the courage to take on and own that sense of identity? Because friends, that's what this book over and over and over again is asking you, calling you, commanding you to do and to be, to awaken to your real identity, that you are a beloved child of God, intentionally created, intentionally placed on this earth at this time for a purpose, for a calling, to live into it, to see yourself the way that Paul sees himself, to see that your life is being led by God. As Paul starts out here, when I came to Troas to proclaim the good news of Christ, a door was opened for me in the Lord. Do you hear that? God, in God's sovereign and divine way, was pushing Paul this way. But there's another piece to it. Paul was also troubled when he got there because his friend, his beloved disciple, Titus, could not be found. And so even though God had led him there in God's sovereignty, Paul, as an active agent in the world, as an active, imaginative, intelligent creature that God placed here on the planet, was troubled and decided to go a different way. And that different way didn't conflict with God's will. It didn't conflict with the way that God was moving Paul in the world. Instead, God continues to be and work and live inside of Paul as he goes searching for his friend, Titus. And so Paul proclaimed, "But thanks be to God who in Christ always leads us in triumphal procession." Do you hear that? That what God wants and how we zig and zag in our lives all come together in this beautiful dance. Why? Because we're the beloved children of God. Why? Because we are the nexus of God's activity in the world. Why? Because we are citizens of God's kingdom. Why? Because we are the ambassadors of Jesus Christ. Why? Because we are these letters, these communications. Why? Because we are these smells and aroma of God in the world, if we choose to begin to see ourselves that way. And instead of worrying about so much whether God wants that or God's doing this, instead we are in the present moment and we know that God is working in us, leading us, and also utilizing things like our frustrations and our worries to move us in and about life in such a way that God continues to work in us, through us, and around us. That God is so big and so mighty and so strong that even when we zag, when we should have zigged, God's still at work. And perhaps in such a way that it is a triumphal procession, as Paul says here. Always leads us and through us spreads in every place. Do you hear that? In every place. Where is God? Everywhere. Where is God? Right here. Where is God? Right there in you and with you, working through you and alongside of you. The fragrance that comes from knowing Him. What do you smell like today? Are you willing to see yourself as this hub of God's activity in the world? Are you willing to see yourself as a hub of God's grace? Because friends, when you begin to see your life that way, when you begin to see your household that way, your neighborhood that way, your workplace that way, your clubs, your recreational activities, your friendship groups, all of the many places that you will inhabit this week and the places you will go, friend, you will begin to realize that God is working through you and wants to work through you in so many more ways than you can imagine. And in so doing, you and I become this very communication from God, the inspired Word of God dwelling in us, taking on human form, living and pitching its tent among the rest of humanity, just as Jesus Christ was when Jesus came to this earth, as Jesus continues to come to this earth. In you and me as the body of Jesus Christ. If we will dare, if we will have the courage, if you and I will be brave enough to claim that identity. Will you? That's the question for you to answer. Amen.